In my dream, it is early morning as I find myself walking on a sidewalk next to a church. I am taking a couple of my radio-controlled airplanes to go fly. As I walk past the church, I hear one man say to another, "Happy Sabbath." I stop and exclaim, "Sabbath? I thought it was Sunday, not Saturday." One of the men says, "It is Sunday, the Sabbath." I turn, smile at him, and say, "No, Sunday's not the Sabbath. Saturday is. Nowhere in the Bible does it mention that Sunday is the Sabbath, nor does it say that Jesus changed it to Sunday." The man points to a picnic table across the street and says for me to wait over there, and he will have a man come over to speak to me. A man in a suit now approaches me and says, "I am Dr. I don't recall his name. I am a professor of, I have degrees in, I have received awards in, and I am published in." I respond with, "I have read a few books, and I like to fly radio-controlled airplanes, and I like to talk to God all the time." The professor now sits down at the end of the table, removes his glasses, puts one end in his mouth, and says, "I understand you do not know what day it is." By now, there are quite a few people gathering around the table, and the seats are full. I look at the professor and say, "On the way past the church, I was surprised that a man was telling another man, 'Happy Sabbath.' I told him it is Sunday, not Saturday, and the man said that it was Sunday, the Sabbath." I now explain to the professor, with the others listening, how today is Sunday, the first day of the week, and that the Bible teaches that God created our planet and all life in 6 days, but rested on the seventh day. I share how Saturday has always been referred to as the Sabbath, and that in different languages, Saturday is called Sabbath. I mention there are several places in the Bible that say the seventh day of the week, Saturday, is a Sabbath. I also state that the fourth commandment is the only one that starts with "remember." I ask, have you all forgotten? One of the men standing at the table questions, "Aren't you the one who says you have dreams of heaven?" "Yes," I reply, as I share Acts 2:17. The people become uninterested, and even more so as I share my dreams. I notice one woman with her head resting in her hands and her elbows on the table. She listens intently to everything I say. I look up and try to gain the interest of the rest, but they fall away behind the professor. I turn to the woman, and she says, "And continue?"